This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
We're going to begin today where race, society, and style collide.
So you think you look pretty good wearing your pants like that, don't you? Underwear exposed. Hip-hop style.
That sound from a new PSA funded by the Black Mental Health Alliance of Massachusetts, an advocacy group of mental health professionals who treat minorities. In the ad, an actor dressed as a police officer talks about a very common clothing style, those below-the-butt, saggy pants.
Well, there's something you may not know. You can be fined up to $300, be placed in a state prison for up to 3 years, or be placed in a county jail for up to 2 years. You still think it's cool? It's the law. Pull up your pants. Respect yourself.
This message brought to you by the Black Mental Health.
This isn't the first time community groups have targeted saggy pants, but it is the first time an anti-sag PSA has claimed that wearing your pants too low is against the law.
We should say right here, it is not. Suffolk County prosecutors say the Black Mental Health Alliance is basing its claim on a very loose interpretation of state anti-lewdness laws, and that they would never press charges on anyone wearing saggy pants.
Nevertheless, the Alliance says it created the video to raise awareness about the effect that style of dress has on the Black community, and specifically on how it affects public awareness of young Black men.
We invited members of the Black Mental Health Alliance to join us today. No one from the group was available. But joining us now to put all of this in context and perspective is Tricia Rose. She's a professor of Africana Studies at Brown University and author of The Hip Hop Wars, What We Talk About When We Talk About Hip Hop and Why It Matters. She joins us today from Providence. Professor Rose, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's really great to have you. So first of all, what's your reaction to this campaign and the tone that it strikes regarding saggy pants?
Goodness. Well, I mean, first of all, I'm struck by how dated the music is every time I listen to the clip. I'm not sure if they're trying to get kids from 1995 to lift up their pants or somebody from, 2013. But that notwithstanding, I think the alliance of a mental health organization with a police threat is appalling. I mean, it's just, I'm not even an expert in that field, but 101 is people need to feel safe. They need not to feel threatened. So if there is a mental health connection, which I would like to challenge, I don't think dragging in the police is a good idea.
We've got a link to the PSA if anyone wants to watch it on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Radio Boston. And if you see it through YouTube, you see it's been viewed tens of thousands of times. Lots of reaction along this line. I mean, there are people saying that, look, it's airing on cable TV as a PSA. The Black Mental Health Alliance is paying some $2,000 a month to air it. The ad may be targeted at young Black men, for example, but you can't control who watches it on cable TV. So perhaps a white audience is seeing this and thinking, the style of dress is against the law.
I mean, not only that, but, most people don't have a context of just how important style has been for minority, for poor, for young, or all three, poor, minority, young people over the centuries, right? For coming up with style that is either challenging or critiquing or just being themselves. Every generation has that. But in this particular case, the style itself has its origins in part in the prison itself. So to recriminalize a style that actually grows out of the tendency during this expansion of the prison industrial complex to jail young people who were too skinny for adult pants, to jail them in adult prisons, thereby giving them pants that were too big and no belts, and then saying, that style, which was the result of us criminalizing you in the first place, now we want to criminalize you for wearing it outside of jail. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's like a full circle moment, and I think that the Black Mental Health Alliance would do better to try to figure out what these young people are trying to say. How do they feel? What role are adults playing, or teachers, or joblessness, or the prison system are playing in the way they feel? Address them as human beings first. Wearing your pants up is not going to get you that big of a job.
Well, I mean, I wonder, though. I mean, Omar Reed, who is with the Black Mental Health Alliance, he was quoted in the Boston Globe today, and he said that the alliance launched the campaign in part because, according to him, mental health clinics across the state of Massachusetts have been, seeing an influx of parents who are bringing their sons in for treatment. And they say, these are young men who their parents say are skipping school, smoking pot, and, quote, acting thuggish. And the parents of these young men are attributing it in part to the style of dress that they wear.
Well, I mean, look, there's no question that there are connections between style and behavior in youth culture, and that it could very well be that sagging or wearing your pants this way is associated with all of these other behaviors, right? But I think that that's sort of an easy externalization. And I think if people were to really spend a few more minutes talking and unpacking, the sagging would not be a cause or even a point of origin. And this is a really big issue for communities where young people are fragile and vulnerable. How do you care for them? But I think the most important thing is to honor certain aspects of who they think they are while rejecting the truly dangerous ones and the truly self-destructive ones. Again, where would we put sagging on the list of self-destructive behaviors? It seems like it would be below many other things.
I wonder, though, what do you make of the tension that families and parents in the Black community might feel with, you know, there's always going to be a battle between what your kids wear, and you may or may not approve of it. But in the case of young Black men especially, I mean, they live in a world that is extraordinarily critical and judgmental of them on a daily basis. So why
right.
not send a message that sorry to say, but clothing really does matter even more for you?
Yeah, I mean, so look, let me confess. I find sagging really unpleasant. I I think of youth culture more than most people in my age group sit around thinking about it. And I think, gosh, when is this fashion going to end? You know, I just keep praying that some rapper will come up with something where their pants are actually just on, you know, and it'll be over, you know. So I'll confess that I don't like it. But I think that part of this is really an opportunity for adults, for parents, for teachers, for, you know, civic-minded police to come together and talk about the stigmas, the ways in which young Black and brown men are targeted, the way they are criminalized no matter what. We are criminalized wearing zoot suits. They are criminalized when they used to have beepers back in the 80s. You know, it's not really what the item is. The question is the people themselves are criminalized and made to feel like they're marginal. Yes, it helps if you wear a suit, but it doesn't change anything, really. A Black man in a suit still has a hard time getting a taxi in New York. So the bottom line is, can we confront in our communities what these young people are really up against? And if we're honest and we educate them and we educate the community as a whole, they will, I think, trust us. And fundamentally, I think we have to earn that trust, and I don't think we have.
Now, what do you make of the fact that in the beginning of this PSA, they mention hip-hop style and bring that into the equation as well?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fascinating. And you know, one of the reasons I returned to the subject of hip-hop and hip-hop wars was that I think it is really it's the cipher through which we talk about how we believe young Black men are either experiencing life or how we want to imagine them. And so it really is this place that stands in for young Black people as a whole. And there's no question this grows out of a hip-hop generational style. It's not limited to hip-hop. And it's mostly funded by major corporations. I know that you can just buy your pants big, but really you can go to Macy's and get triple XL, triple whatever the size is, to construct sagging. So there's a whole corporate apparatus here that is largely connected to it. And again, they fall away. We focus instead on just the young people. But it is a hip-hop generational style, as is the experience of the prison industrial complex is a hip-hop generational experience.
Finally, Professor Rose, I'm wondering if you were able to speak to members of the community, members of the Black Mental Health Alliance, what would you tell them? Because they're at the very beginning of this PSA, as you've seen, it says, you know, respect yourself, respect your community. So it seems as if this is the community, in part, maybe a slice of it speaking here, saying, hey, you know, this is something that we think deserves greater attention. But I guess my question for you is how instead would you have them draw attention to this issue of the perception of Black young men in public?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't want to, you know, accuse them of anything nefarious. I wouldn't doubt they have very good intentions. But I and as I said, I'm frustrated myself with it when it goes too far. But I think what you really have to do is go on the ground. That $2,000 a month for a public service announcement in the public could really be spent taking parents and children around in groups, in conversations, in high schools where they're listening to each other, where there are experts on hand to talk about their experiences, and where adults can say, look, this is how I feel. I feel disrespected when you show me your butt, you know, walking around. And young people can talk back and that have them have a genuine conversation. And maybe we'll get beneath the pants and the underwear to the heart of the issue, right, which is much bigger than that.
Tricia Rose is a professor of Africana Studies at Brown University and author of The Hip Hop Wars, What We Talk About When We Talk About Hip Hop and Why It Matters. Professor Rose, always great to have you. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks.
And stay with us. Coming up, both President Obama and Governor Patrick are proposing big spending on high-quality preschool for all. But is it the right investment in these times of tight budgets? Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.